Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were higher on corn, higher on beans today. We closed up 1¾ cents in corn, 361¾. It's had the same low of about 358 over the last couple of days. I have not been able to break through that in the December corn. A lot of the attention's being switched from December to March as the December contract is winding down. March is about 6 cents higher at 368 of 1¼. We're still below the moving average. It's all the way up at 380, so about 18 cents below that. Some people calling for a rally back just to that to test that moving average. Now beans, January down the front month, up 4.5, 864, a penny off the highs and about 8 cents off of the low for soybeans. If you look at the January bean chart, also below the moving average, it's up at 883. Long-term trend still appears like it is on the downside. And then the disappointing day on the grain wheat futures, down about 6 to 8 cents in Chicago. December was at 487¾, down 6¼. December Kansas City down 4 at 463½. So really the Chicago wheat was a little bit more under pressure there than the Kansas City. That market is also below the moving average, but has not retraced back to September's lows.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Not too much on the news front for the grain futures today. Some folks being shifted to the outside market, such as the U.S. dollar. It's at a 7-month high. And exports are dependent on the exchange rate between the dollar and other currencies. So a strong dollar typically means lower commodity exports, not just grains, but everything we do. Outside markets like the gold and copper are also at long-term lows, are reaching back to the lowest level we've seen in 6 years. Crude oil is near its lows, about $3 off its contract lows, with the front end of that market about $41. Cattle futures are trying to rally a little bit today, but of course as much as they've sold off, a rally has to be more significant than that to be really considered substantial. This Friday we'll have the December grain options expire. Also expiring this week would be on Thursday, the November feeder cattle will go off the board. That's earlier than normal due to the Thanksgiving holiday. Weather forecast for the next couple of days. Looks like we could get some heavy rains in the southern plains. Midwest, maybe a little bit above normal. Rains below normal temps. Nothing too exciting on the short-term forecast.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle up 35 at 128.02, February up 92 at 130.57, November feeder cattle 117 higher at 173.47, January up 120 at 161.30, December lean hogs up 237 at 54.17, February up 232 at 56.37. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat down 4¼ at 463¼, March down 4¾ at 476¼. December Chicago wheat down 6½ at 487½. December corn two higher at 362. March up 1¼ at 368. January soybeans 4½ higher at 864. March up 4¼ at 865. December cotton down 21 at 61.53. 63, March up 6 at 62.67. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.